Sponsored by Harel Health Insurance, Israel's largest health insurance provider. You might have health insurance, but you don't have Harel.
Welcome back to So Much to Say. So, Israel Doctor, a recently launched directory of internationally friendly Israeli doctors, is set up to help people who are fresh off the boat in Israel and have a health ailment and need to find somebody who can speak their language. Samuel Suter is the founder of Israel Doctor. Welcome to the show, Samuel.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So tell us how you came up with this idea.
Well, actually, I was in the same situation 3 years ago. And so I know from personal experience that it can be a bit hard to get in touch with the right professional if you then need one. And you will need one eventually.
What are kind of problems people have run into in Israel trying to find a doctor?
Well, I guess for starters, it's the language. And then the Israeli health system can be a bit confusing, how it's organized, I would say. And then it's simply tourists also that come to Israel that are here for a short time, so they don't have any contacts, and they will Google or they will look for a doctor if they come down with something during their stay here, or students that are here for a short time. So I guess that's the crowd or the audience that we're looking at, and that we're trying to help find the doctor with Israel Doctor.
So how does it work? Let's say a listener out there is, as they say, an international, a tourist, or somebody here temporarily without who's not plugged into the national system, and they need medical assistance. How do they make Israel Doctor work for them?
Well, we launched our site a week ago, so we're at the very early stage.
Okay.
The website is online. Mm-hmm. You can access the website israeldoctor.com. You go either look for a specialist if you're in need of a specialist or something that you're willing to travel a bit farther, or you go through your city and you see who's here in around you, close to you, that would help you.
Mm-hmm. So did you reach out to the doctors and choose them, or do they come to you? How does who selects them or finds them or starts to how do you compile the listings?
That's a great question, and that's why it's so great that we can be on your show, because we are now actually looking for recommendations from the community to give us names of doctors that they know in any field, be it gynecologist, pediatrician, dermatologist, off to acupuncturist, off to physiotherapy, any professional in the healthcare system that your audience would know. We'd be happy to know about them, and then we would contact them and we would put them on the site. So we're at this stage now, we're looking for recommendations for doctors to put on Israel Doctor. Now, I'm married to a doctor myself, so we know a few doctors around us, a few great doctors that we're going to put on the site, but we're very open right now for recommendations from the audience to put on Israel Doctor.
Any doctor who wants to can go up, or is there some sort of, I don't know, verification or screening process, or do you need recommendations? Do they need to qualify to be on the site, or really anyone who wants to be up there gets to go up?
No, we do want to, we're not going to have tests with the doctors. The doctors in Israel, they know what they're doing. What we do need is doctors that speak, like, say, English, French, Italian, German, like, languages that the international community would be looking for. So the language is one thing. They need to be able to process the private, to have private patients. A lot of Israeli doctors, they work for the Kupat Cholim and they don't really do private. So these are basically the main two criteria. And then the patients can actually recommend, rate, comment. We don't want to be a social network where everybody kind of bashes doctors or I don't know, goes and talks about doctors a lot. But still, we do want to rely on the experience that the people have with the doctors. So eventually, we do want to have a selection of really the ones that we can recommend. And also, as I said, we have doctors on the team, actually, that will select doctors that we think can give the service that somebody who's here only for a short term maybe also can expect and can need, like availability. Say we need doctors that are available that don't have the next free appointment months ahead.
Mm-hmm. So you said you were married to a doctor. What else in your background? When did you come to Israel, and what inspired you to do this?
Actually, my wife inspired me to come here, and I'm here for 3 years now. And I can, like, going a couple of years back, we built the site TelAvivDoctor.com. There's already a site up called TelAvivDoctor.com that's been very successful over the last years in catering to this international community. And then we decided, all right, let's do this for all of Israel, and get doctors from every city and have the same service that TelAvivDoctor.com does for Tel Aviv or offers for Tel Aviv, have that for all of Israel.
Well, it sounds like a really useful service. Those of us who have family in and out of Israel frequently visiting will certainly appreciate
it.
We've
That's
all made that rushed visit to the doctor for trying to find somebody who will take a patient who comes from overseas. So it sounds like a great idea. Samuel Suter, founder of Israel Doctor, good luck to you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
Shalom. It's Guy from Streetwise Hebrew. Do you want to receive the most interesting stories of the week? It will include our Streetwise Hebrew episode and other great goodies. All exclusive content, one email a week, no spam, we promise. Promise, mavtichim, mavtichim, a promise, havtacha, shoresh, bet, tet, chet. So go to tlv1.fm/newsletter now. Toda.
This is TLV1.